Good morning, everyone. Welcome to ENP, and this is day two of Lent. My name is Cherry, and I'm from East Bay House Church. It is such a privilege to be able to share with you all this morning. So before we begin, let's just start with a quick word of prayer. Father, what a privilege it is that we can all come gather this morning to hear your word. I ask that you would not only speak to us, Father, but that your word will do something deep in our hearts and that it would transform us in a way never before. And related to the word that we will be studying today, Father, help us to respond to the good news and the call to be faithful followers of you. Help us to leave behind what we don't need to bring for the journey and to never be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Father, we now come with our hearts and mind open. May your presence be with us this morning. We pray all this in your name. Amen. So now we will be watching a video that will take us through the passage in Mark chapter 1, verses 14 to 28. Enjoy.
Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Passing alongside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were in their boat mending the nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and followed him. And they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and was teaching. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority, and not as the scribes. And immediately there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying out with a loud voice, came out of him. And they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him."
If you can now turn to the One app, I will be reading from the devotion section. When Jesus called Peter and Andrew to follow him, they put down their work tools immediately to respond to him. When Jesus called James and John, they gave up their families and business employment to follow him. The four disciples all gave up their most valuable things in life to follow him. Today, what are those valuable things that Jesus called you to give up to follow him? At the bottom of your heart, what is the thing that forbids you to put down? Jesus said, "Here I am calling you to seek people as if you are catching fish. What is the meaning of this promise to you? So now let's turn to our second passage, which is from Romans chapter 1, verses 8 to 17. So that's Romans 1, 8 to 17. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is being reported all over the world. God, while whom I serve with my whole heart in preaching the gospel of his Son, is my witness how constantly I remember you in my prayers at all times. And I pray that now, at last, by God's will, the way may be open for me to come to you. I long to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to make you strong. That is, that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that I plan many times to come to you, but have been prevented by doing so until now, in order that I might have a harvest among you, just as I have had among the other Gentiles. I'm obligated both to Greeks and non-Greeks, both to the wise and the foolish. That is why I'm so eager to preach the gospel also to you who are at Rome. I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. Amen to the word of God. So the passage from Mark, as we watched the video, begins with Jesus calling for the first disciples. And I think many of us are very familiar with this story and have heard of it many times. It is about how God chooses Simon Peter, Andrew, James, and John while they were fishermen, and then asking them to follow him. And usually when we talk about this passage, it's common to talk about leaving things you cherish in this world behind, letting it go, and following Jesus. But before coming back to this notion of following Jesus, I wanted to share a bit first on the theme of encountering the power of God and how we should respond to that. When I meditate more on this passage, I ponder on the thought, why is it that the disciples didn't hesitate in following Jesus? It said in the passage, at once they left their nets and followed him. Why were they so quick to respond when they're called? So I went back to the book of Luke, where it talks more about what happened before Jesus called the disciples. Before Jesus asked them to come follow him, he performed a miracle in front of their eyes. From Luke chapter 5, verses 5 to 10, talks about Simon and a few of them having been trying to catch fish all night long and haven't caught anything. But then Jesus comes along and told them to put their nets into the deep water for a catch. And miraculously, not only were they able to catch fish, they caught so much that their nets began breaking, and they needed to even ask others for help as the boats were so full they began to sink. And here's what amazes me. It says in verse 8, when Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knee and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man." It is clear that when Simon Peter witnessed and encountered the power of God, he knew right away that Jesus did something that was impossible to do. As fisherman of many years, I believe he probably was an expert in the field of fishing. He probably knew the water very well. He knew the condition of the weather and all the factors in getting a great catch. And because of this, Peter could have responded very differently. He could have said, "Oh, this is just a coincidence." He could even have said to Jesus, "Prove to me again." But quite the contrary, he believed right away and knew that it was only God that can do this. And this is simply because when he encountered the power of God, he truly recognized it was God. And out of that experience, he knew this was something he can give his life for, and he was willing to leave everything behind to follow Jesus. I wonder how many of us have encountered the power of God lately, and how did we respond to that? Have we immediately left everything we believe in and follow him? Or I think many times in our lives, we either, one, don't recognize that God is working, or when we do recognize God is working, we say, "That's great, God." We tuck away that experience and say to God, "Sorry, that's really not enough for me to surrender myself to you." And in those times when God even asks us to respond in obedience to him, we often hesitate and we go on our own way. The issue here is that the more we do this, the more we miss out on experiencing who God is. It is like a cycle in which we go through where when we do respond to his calling, we grow in our faith. And the more we understand who God is, the more we understand his heart, the easier it is to live out the true calling in our life. But when we choose to go our own way, we miss out on this cycle of growing deeper and partnering with God. So I just want to share a little bit of my own story. I came to Christ when I was quite young, and thankfully it's really been 23 years of walking with Jesus. And I had a lot of up and downs with him. There were some seasons that were easier than others. Some were more tough. And recently, God told me specifically to step down from my job. And ironically, when he told me that, it was also the same time that my boss has asked me to consider for a promotion. And this role was something I worked really hard for in the past 10 years. And I thought it was going to be my dream job. And when I heard the word step down, I really struggled at first and I debated with God. But it was so loud and clear. And although I struggled, I knew he always had the best interest in mind for me. So I completely surrendered in the end. Looking back in hindsight, this job has really affected every aspect of my life. I was working countless hours each day. I barely had any time outside of work. It was very detrimental to my spiritual life and personal life, my relationship with others, and even my marriage. And now that I look back, actually, God told me before that I really shouldn't be taking up this job in the first place. But of course, I caved in. I was attracted by the package, a position, and so forth. And I wasted years pursuing my own way. And of course, I truly believe that God has led me through this process for a reason. I experienced a lot of his love and grace, but I do feel like I've wasted time in pursuing something that I want instead of really following him. So imagine if Simon Peter had hesitated in partnering with God, or like me, responded too late. Jesus could have died a long way before, and he would have missed the privilege to be one of his disciples and witness all the greatest moments of history. If you look at the passage right after they're called as disciples, it was about displaying Jesus' authority in driving out demons. The crowd was astonished that even the evil spirit obeyed Jesus. So imagine what Peter and the other disciples would have missed out if they didn't say yes to following Jesus. There has been many times in my life, even right now, that God doesn't show you exactly what your life would entail after following him. There is a saying that we always have 20/20 hindsight vision, but not 20/20 foresight vision. But the most important thing is, God has the 2020 vision. He's so clear about what he's going to do, backward, forward, and everything in between. And this is where faith really comes in, because God requires us to just take a leap of faith. It takes us faith to trust in God that he isn't there out to get you or trying to make you fail with every opportunity, but rather whatever he has called you to do, he really has your best interest in his mind. So brothers and sisters, don't lose these opportunities where God has called you. Really trust that he not only knows what he's doing, but he's one that holds your life. In the passage we read from Romans chapter 1, verses 16, Paul says, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes." This is Paul really saying, when we think about how Jesus has conquered death on the cross and how he has died for each one of us, hasn't that already proven the ultimate power of God? And if that's what we believe in, we should be able to boldly proclaim the gospel without any shame, to follow Jesus without hesitation, and to live a life worthy of our calling. So I'm going to end with this as we go into a time of worship. I remember a while ago when Pastor Benjamin Robinson was sharing one of his messages to us. He said that we should be expecting to experience the power of God daily, that we should be amazed at how God is working every day of our lives. And if we weren't expecting that, there's something wrong. So my question for you today is, are we expecting to encounter God powerfully every day? And if we have encountered him so powerfully, how are we responding? Are we responding like the disciples, where they quickly left everything and followed Jesus? Or are we turning our back and walking away instead? So let's just take a moment to meditate on this as we have a time of worship.
So we open the door. say yes, God, for you and you alone can have it all. I've made up my mind, I've got no more excuses, so open the door and we let you. So we open the door and we let you in.
Amen. So let us now read from the One App, the closing prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray for those you have put in authority over us, whether in the government, the workplace, or in our families. Give us hearts like servants, remembering above all that you are our ultimate master and Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So it is now for a time of community prayer. Let's start with praying for those who are battling cancer, going through chemo and radiation therapy and surgery. Let's really pray for God's healing over all these individuals. Let's lift up those with illness, and let's just pray for physical healing and salvation. Let's pray for the community dealing with non-cancer related illnesses. Let's also pray for God's healing hand. Let's pray for our brothers and sisters who are looking for work, especially in the midst of the COVID situation. Let's really pray for open doors and God's provision for them. For mission focus, let's pray for SP Singapore, PSAM Kim, SP Indonesia and SPIN, P. Solomon, and SP Philippines, P. Ernie. Yeah, let's just really pray for just leadership over these different SP church plants. Let's pray for SP Kids, P. Mary and Lisa, SP Youth, who's led by Donald, and SPU, who's led by P. Andrew. And for our prayer and healing ministry, the intercessory prayer team led by Matt, the well led by Sarah, and River led by Rachel. Let's just really pray for them. Let's come and pray for our evening outreach, SP Lights. Let's really pray that through this ministry that we can reach those in need and that they will come to the kingdom of God. Let's pray for our house churches that will be meeting today. This will include East Bay, Mark Robinson, Olympic, and Robin Hood. Let's really pray that God would be among our house churches as we gather for fellowship. And now let's pray for Hong Kong, just to pray for the recent COVID situation, wisdom for our government and authorities, and also just for the people in this city. Yeah, let's all pray for Hong Kong now. I believe this is the end of the community prayer. So let me just close us in a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for your word today. Lord, I pray that we would encounter you powerfully each day, and not just on a Sunday or a few days in a year here and there, but that we will encounter you every moment of our lives. And when we do encounter you, help us to be sensitive to the work of the Holy Spirit, that we will know in the very depths of our hearts that it is you working so diligently in our lives. Father, just as we read today, teach us to be just like the disciples, where they didn't hesitate in saying yes to you, but that they were joyfully willing to follow you wholeheartedly. Pray we will not turn away when you call us, but that we will take courage and faith to step into calling you have prepared for us. Father, thank you so much for this time this morning. We love you, and we pray all this in your name. Amen. Amen. Hope you all have a blessed day. Thank you, and hope to see you all soon. Bye-bye.